This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Samuel Bauer is an author. He's a professor of languages, quite a great writer. I like his style of writing. He writes about his mother, who was first divorced after a very sad marriage, he said, and then she was widowed. Her second husband died of cancer, almost burned the house down because he was a smoker and caused a fire in the house that almost killed all of them, he said. And so for a number of years, his mother was a single lady, and he had the conversation where after years of being single, he said, "Mom, you think you'd like to date again?" And here's what she said. I'll pick up the story right there. She said, "I've had enough of men for this lifetime," she said, "but thanks anyway." "Well, Mom, there are some wonderful men you might meet on the internet." "Really?" She said, "Yeah, maybe." The only problem was that her computer skills amounted to squinting at the screen and waiting for her email to turn on, whatever that means. So he said, "It was my fingers that moved deftly over the keyboard. Mom, what age bracket should I pick?" She said, 45 to 50. "But Mom, you're 63. And she said, "Are you going to help me with this or not?" Thought that was great. "All right," he said, "what about this one?" I asked, pointing to a photo of a decent-looking guy with ripped jeans, a truck, a pickup truck, and a dog. His mom took one look at that picture and said, "Oh, he's probably broke, and I'm not doing that again." He brought up another man. "What about this guy?" "Well, he's in his 60s. She said, "Lord, I can't date someone my age. They're horrible looking. Look at them," she said. She had a point, he said. But after a few days, we finally found and recruited a decent one, and then he started the process of writing her emails to this guy. She was so rough in the way she talked, he had to translate everything she said into more milder English. For instance, she wanted to say, when he asked about her height, she wanted to say, "What do you care how tall I am?" So he translated that, "I'm just the right height for you." When he expressed some of his ideas on political subjects, she wanted to say, "I didn't ask for your opinion." And he changed it to, "Interesting observations, interesting observations." Then the time came when they had their first date set up, and his mother said to Sam Bauer, she said, "What if he turns out to be a psychopath?" And he said, "Mom, he's not going to murder you at the restaurant. Just don't go home with him, and don't get in his car." Now, what was intriguing to me about this story, this humorous story by Samuel Bauer, was the fact that he said he had to take his mother's words and rewrite them. Has there ever been a time in your life when you wished you had somebody with you to rewrite your words in a situation where you said some things that hurt somebody? And you could say, "If only I had somebody that had changed the words that I said that day." We've all have regrets like that, because you see, words have power. My guess is every man in this room, every woman in this room, you can remember something that was said to you either in your childhood, your teen years, later on in life, hurtful, painful words that to this day, to this very day, you can recall with total recall every word that was said in that conversation. You can do that, and I can too. But let's be honest, you and I have amnesia. We have amnesia when it comes to remembering what we have said. And we have forgotten things, and people confront us perhaps with something we said, and you say, "I didn't say that." Yes, you did, and so did I. We tend to forget the hurtful things we have said and remember with total clarity, total recall, the things that were said to us.
Well, I don't know if that resonates with you. It does with me. We continue this message about words tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.